Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 329 for the 8th of April, 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or for stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our net.
We're not going to give them the option.
I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those four pieces of info are what we like to hear from check-in. If you don't have an SDF username yet, well, that's okay. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or GMT or whatever you like to call it on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs, and you don't have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week, about the only thing that's on my mind is the solar eclipse that's going to happen in, about 16 hours, 18 hours, something like that. So I'm sure that all you folks out there in Australia and California and Florida maybe, you're probably not going to be able to see the totality of it, but still it's a big topic, and that's the only thing I could think of for the topic this week. If you've got something else, though, that you'd rather talk about, by all means, bring it up. Now, I'm checking the dashboard here, and with one exception, all the call signs I see on here have been here before. So, the way I do these check-ins, I'm going to run down the list of call signs that I see on the dashboard. Starting now, KJ6DRH, N4RNW, VK6BQQ, K4MII, N8RVE, KE2CEL, and KC3LYZ. All those stations are already on my check-in list, so I'll be calling upon you in turn. If there's some station who did not hear their call just now and would like to be added to my list, please come forward now. Right. Okay, then I guess it's time to just start going down the list here, starting with KJ6DRH.
Hello, this is KJ6DRH, Troy in Bakersfield, California, and my SDF username is Caffeine, C-A-P-H-E-I-N-D. As far as the eclipse, I don't think out here we're actually going to see much of it. I think it's mostly... I may be wrong, but I think it's mostly hitting the East Coast and the South, so it's kind of going to skip us, but I'll keep an eye out for it. Back to net.
Yeah, I think in your part of California, you might get like a 30% coverage of the sun by the moon's shadow, something like that. So it's still, you know, if you have glasses left over from the last eclipse to view it, or if you make a little pinhole camera, you know, it's kind of fun to watch, even if you don't get the full glory of the total eclipse. Next on my list is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody else, and good morning to the other side of the world. Harold here, N4RNW, Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. And I'm just looking at the map here. You're talking about the eclipse tomorrow, Wayne. And in our part of the Florida, we're going to see 50% to 60% of it. assuming that there's no cloud cover. I remember the last time it went across, which was 2017, I believe. I was working at the time, and we all stepped outside and did the pinhole and the cardboard deal and saw it. It was 100% total in our area at that time. So I would simply encourage caution with glasses. That's a pretty strong thing to be looking at the sun like that, and I just have an abundance of caution when it comes to eyesight, and that's why I use the cardboard and the pinhole deal. All right, thanks, Wayne, and back to you, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And if you find yourself at the moment of the eclipse and you don't have some cardboard and a pen handy, look for a tree, especially a short kind of a shrub sort of a tree, because I noticed in the last eclipse we had such a tree in the yard, and it acts as a multitude of pinhole cameras. So you look at the ground underneath, and it helps to spread like a towel or something on the ground, something very light colored, and you can see not just one image of the moon crossing the solar disk, but, you know, like a dozen of them. So it's pretty cool to watch. Let's see, next on my list is VK6VQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6VQQ. Well, a very good morning from Western Australia. Yeah, we've had one of those weeks, unbelievable, into the doctors and over to the folks. So just a few things on the go this week, so not too much to let you know what's going on. Wayne, great to have you aboard, sir, VK6DQQ Australia.
And thank you, Reg. Always good to have you here. Next is KQ4MII.
Thank you, Wayne and the group. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Mike India, India. My name is Mark. I'm located in Reston, Virginia, USA. My SDS login is M. Cornick. So we're out of the path of totality in this part of Virginia. I think they're saying we might see like 70 to 80%, I believe. I don't know if I will get out to see it because that's kind of the middle of my work day, and I expect tomorrow to be kind of busy, unfortunately. So, but maybe I'll sneak out for a little while. Other stuff going on. I got myself a DMR radio, and I've been playing with that and getting all the little fiddly bits working. I tried doing a comm check on the TGIF talk group that's listed on the SDF ARC page. Is it 31650? And didn't hear anything back, which means either no one heard me or my radio is misconfigured or something's going on. So anyway, I'll keep fiddling with that, taking my first steps into digital voice there. So otherwise, been just kind of a pretty quiet week here. I think tomorrow actually planning to meet some of the guys from my radio club for a lunch pre-eclipse, and like I said, I'll see if I can sneak out to catch the actual thing, but that's about all I got. So back to you, Wayne, KQ4MII.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark. And, you know, there's probably going to be somebody with, you know, a YouTube channel who's going to have some kind of setup with a camera so that you can watch the moon's shadow go across the sun in real time. So you might have that, like, in a corner of your screen while you're working. Not the same, but still. Yeah. Next on my list is N8RVE.
Okay, thank you, Wayne. This is N8RVE, and I say hello to everybody on the net here. Yeah, this is my first time on here. Just kind of by happenstance got on there and saw this tech net. I am directly into the totality. I'm in Lorain, Ohio, which is about 30 miles west of Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm right along the lakeshore here, and I can't believe all the hype and all the hotel prices around us, and some panic buying for hot dog buns and hamburger buns because I think everybody's kind of looking at it as a big party. But, yeah, I kind of missed the first eclipse that came back through here. But this one, I'm retired now, so I'm sure to be able to enjoy it a little bit. Provided the clouds, you know, give us a break here. So anyways, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Wayne. This is N8RVE. Back over to you.
Okay. Thank you, John, and welcome to our net. We do this every week, so you're welcome to come back every Sunday evening, local time, and join us. And yes, the weather is the key thing there. Right now, it just stopped raining here. It's been raining off and on all day here in east central Illinois. And just hoping that by the time we come around to 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, the sky will be clear. But we'll see what happens with that. Next on my list is KE2CEL.
Hi, this is KE2CEL. My SDF username is McKenna, and I'm in the Binghamton area of New York, so that's like at least 90% totality. I usually have plans Monday nights, but I canceled them because traffic's going to be hell. Back to net control. This is KE2CEL.
Okay, fine business, Sarah. Well, yeah, enjoy what you can see, and avoid the traffic. That's the big thing there. It's like going to a sports event or a concert or something like that. You know, people take their time. They arrive. They come in at different times. But once the event is over, everybody's trying to go home. So best to prepare to spend some time and wait for the traffic to thin out. Let me acknowledge that I see VK2DY. Robert has joined us for his benefit. Let me repeat that the topic this week, we've been talking about the solar eclipse that's coming up tomorrow afternoon here in North America. Sorry you can't witness it down there, Robert, but that's kind of the topic du jour here these days. Next on my list, though, is KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob, in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. Yeah, I don't have the special glasses or a tree nearby, but one thing I did notice with the 2017 eclipse is that AM radio was able to get a lot of stations that you'd only get at night, say Cleveland and Toronto and that from here. So that was pretty good. It lasted about an hour, hour and a half. So probably try that again this time and maybe see if I can get outside a little bit. And also was helping a friend with a new D-Star radio, that D75 Kenwood. It looks like a good radio, though. We were having a little trouble trying to get the software working with it. Back to net.
Okay, well, I don't think I heard about that kind of effect on AM broadcast reception in the last eclipse, so that's an interesting idea. If you're too far away to see the totality, get your, blow the dust off of your AM radio and try doing a little bit of DXing with it, I think. All right, well, yeah, thanks, Robert. So next on my list is VK2DY.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, it's Robert Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee in northwestern Sydney, Kellyill Ridge, New South Wales, where it is 10:17 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. I hate the standard time. I don't know why they go back to it. It's pointless. The sun now is up at a little after six. By even in the middle of winter, the sun will still be up by seven. It's most people don't go to work till 9. Schools, of course, don't start until 9. So I don't see what that extra, putting that hour back in the morning does for us. But that's my pet peeve. So we shall see. Nobody's going to change it. It's going to stay this way. And we're going to be on standard time till October. Oh, wow. Long way away yet. Anyway, let me reset. I'll talk about eclipses here, even though I'm not going to see the North American one. Let me reset for a second. So I've seen several eclipses. I've seen a couple in India. I've seen one in Indonesia. But I've never seen one in either of the two countries I hold citizenship for. So we have one coming up in 2028 that has a path of totality that is directly over my house. So, you know, that's 4 years on, and we shall see where we're at by then. It's also the middle of winter. It's in July, so that tends to be a cloudy period, but it's our next eclipse, and so we'll see what happens with that. The one that I'm finding really interesting and really, really tempting is the one in 2027. It's one of the longest eclipses. I think it is the longest eclipse this century. It's not the longest on record, but I think it's the longest eclipse in this century. It's across North Africa, which, you know, it's in the middle of summer, which means that the entire path has 100% chance of clear skies. So no matter where you pick on that path that eclipse goes, you'll see it. The interesting location, though, is the is Luxor. I know that's a prime location. It probably won't be. It'll probably be professional photographers that get that, but I would love to, you know, have the eclipse and the ruins at Luxor in the foreground, and that would be an amazing, amazing shot and an amazing, amazing view. But I don't know. I think people are probably booking that up already. We shall see. Anyway, that's the eclipse that I would really dearly love to see, and may or may not. We'll see. We'll see. Got to make some plans here if we do. Anyway, that's about it here. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And yeah, that's interesting. Two eclipses in the coming years, but long travel trips there. But Northern Africa, so maybe if you can combine it with a sightseeing vacation. But as you said, people are probably booking up all the hotels even as we speak. So act now if you're interested. So I think I've given everyone a chance on my list here to speak, so it's time for recheck. Let me quickly confirm that no new call signs have popped up on the dashboard. Nope. So if you want to add something to what you said before, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. Do we know if the HAM conference is still busy with the nets over there? Should we drag our feet a little bit and wait for that to clear up? Do you know, Robert, VK2DY?
Yeah, Sky's just closed it. I'm not sure how many people are on it, but I can bring it over here. Just give me a second, VK2DY.
Okay. I see that the HAM conference has joined us, so let me rewind and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 8th of April, 2024. It's the Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime thing. And if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. You can get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it, like with a website, an email account. They have chat stuff, you know, all kinds of goodies. So are there any stations out there on the HAM conference who have just connected with us who would like to check into our net this week? Okay, I guess not. So final call for rechecks or additional comments from people who have already checked in. Okay, now since we did have one new station joining us this week, let me mention that If you go to sdfarc.org, we have a website for the Amateur Radio Club, part of SDF. And I think there are instructions on there for how you can join our mailing list and get email updates on what we're up to. Currently, there's usually only one or two messages per week, so it's a very low-volume mailing list. And mainly the traffic is a summary of the Sunday night net. Let's see, was there anything else? So I guess that's it, and I'll say this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0026 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we've got this DMR talk group, 31650, but it may be dormant. And so, you know, give it a try if you've got DMR. If not, you can try, you know, logging in onto SDF and going into the COM chat program and switch to or connect to the Anon Radio Room. Long story about the name, but that's where some of us hang out. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everyone. Thanks for joining.